Welcome to the Untitled Show. We're on Happy Crack. Look, we're so happy we're playing right even before the song can come.
Yeah, for real. We're in damn bad shape.
What happened was we started playing the music. And we started talking and we weren't recording. And Donnie just looks at me and goes, "We're on Happy Crack, aren't we?" Well, I don't know about you, but I'm drinking a caffeine-free Sprite.
Mine's gone.
I barely touched mine, but anyway.
You talk more than I do.
The Untitled Show.net. And yeah, hey, I'm the one getting paid to be here.
Least joker.
You don't talk, so you don't get paid.
I'm talking right now.
See, I can't hardly get a drink in because I have to keep a mic right next to my face. And I can never take a drink because of it. See, I just tried to take one. I couldn't.
Take it out the corner of your mouth. Needs a straw.
That's very nice. The sound of me gulping. Microphone right next to the jugular.
Yeah, man. Beautiful.
I think you're actually starting to get comfortable in here.
Yeah, man.
We're fine, getting comfortable with cussing, even though the building owners are here today.
Yeah, man. I mean, look at this.
They weren't here.
We're in here with monkey wrenches and drills and
they weren't here last week.
Jigsaws.
They weren't here last week because of River Days. So, this next story involves three stupid parties, really. The first stupid party is the kid.
One.
The second stupid party is the school.
Two.
And the third stupid party is us for even talking about it.
Amen.
So, let's see here. Blah, 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 blah.
And you forgot to set the timer.
Oh, that's okay. We can go a little long.
There you go.
Doesn't matter. A student faces criminal charges for teacher jokes.
Okay.
A Henry County High School student is facing criminal charges after posting comments about his teacher on the website MySpace.
Oh, MySpace gets everyone in trouble now, dude.
It's MySpace. I mean,
MySpace.
The teacher has filed defamation of character charges against the student. let's see. Eagles Landing High School science teacher Robert Muzilo pursued the charges against Davis after noticing a profile with his name attached on MySpace.com.
Okay, since when do teachers get on MySpace?
Well, we have a couple of teachers that haven't, like Elrod.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Okay, we need to say that because her husband's like 30 feet tall.
Did you see Miss Bentley came back yesterday? She came by and saw hot. Hot.
Swing.
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 We got to explain the game that we did.
We used to do that crap all the time.
Sit there at lunch and me, Michael, and Donnie over here. Every time a girl walked by, we had a scale meter.
Swing or
if she was good, we went swing. If she was bad, we went yeah. If she was okay, we just looked at each other and laughed.
Yeah. Half the time we'd both get it mixed up. We'd all be going something different.
Yeah, like we'd hesitate. We'd go like, well, we don't want to call her ugly and him call her hot.
Because yeah. Then Michael would always go, ugh, and we'd go, poing.
He thought all girls were disgusting, even his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, for
he had a girlfriend for like 2 weeks.
Long period.
Hey, that's Smiter relationships.
There you go.
Here we go.
This breaks the record, man.
The profile talked about the student liking Michael Jackson and having a gay old time.
Okay, that's good.
Davis said he only wrote that Muzilo lost an eye wrestling with alligators and midgets.
What? Oh, come on.
Where do I find this stuff?
You ain't lying.
When the school found out that Davis was involved, he received 3 days in school suspension. Wow.
People love ISS.
Then he learned that the teacher had filed charges against him. He's 15.
Oh, give me a break. What's he going to do? You going to sue him?
I have finals coming up and I have to study instead. I have to go to court.
Sorry, but okay.
If you take a look at him, like he was gonna study anyway. Look at
him. Yeah, I mean for real.
He looks like
a skateboard.
Looks
hippie.
Like a stoner. Looks like Michael.
He does. Got that little cone to the side.
That young no. It looks like Daniel.
Yeah.
Anyway, Davis's father said the charges are a waste of the court's time. Oh, the Davis has hired an attorney, Lee Saxton, to handle the case off TV.
Ooh.
I got me one of them lawyers off the television.
He gonna win.
I'll solve your case for $19.95.
$19.99. Oh, what a bargain. What the bargain?
Oh, you got caught shoplifting $20 worth of material? Oh, I can get you 13 months.
That's a year, dude.
I know.
A year and a month.
I know. Most lawyers could get you like 5 hours community service.
Yeah.
Good God. Let's see. It's just silly stuff about a teacher. They were just joking about it. It's gotten way out of hand, the lawyer said. Davis said he apologized and he was only having fun and never threatened anyone. You can say whatever you want, but it can get you in trouble, he said. Davis scheduled to head to court next Tuesday. His attorney and the criminal defamation of character charge is unconstitutional. Well, that's what his lawyer said.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
Okay.
That's gotta suck.
Yeah, that does gotta suck.
I mean, MySpace is a place where you can express your feelings towards anything, have a little fun, and now people are starting to get sued over it. That's what happens when you have over 72 million profiles.
Yeah. Start sifting through these and suing people.
Yeah. Let's just
about as stupid as a woman spilling the coffee on herself at Mickey D's and suing them because it was hot.
They do it. They get, yeah, they win too.
That one guy sued Nike because it made his feet hurt. And
hey, maybe I should sue Kmart.
Why?
My shoe broke after 3 years.
Yeah. My shoe broke after 3 years. And a nail went through it.
It got a hole in it.
Yeah. This is a lifetime warranty.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to come in here. I'm just going to pick out the stories at random.
Blah, blah, blah,
and
blah.
Let's see.
What's next?
Monopoly Maker drops billboard from new edition.
Billboard.
Hasbro, the toy and game maker, is not including Boardwalk in a special edition of Monopoly scheduled to be released this summer.
Whoa, that was a fun
Instead,
game.
A Monopoly Here and Now edition will use streets, neighborhoods, and national monuments from 22 cities. The cities were picked by Hasbro based on population.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway.
You know where they're coming from.
Let's see. The civic leaders are against Atlantic City, New Jersey. No, wait. This is worded weird. Okay, here we go. Civic leaders near Atlantic City, New Jersey are aghast. Even trying to get your hand off. Damn, Donnie. Okay.
It's hard to do it from over here.
Boardwalk is the most expensive and prestigious property, but the company is intent on marketing the new version of Monopoly, even though the traditional version will still be sold. The game originally sold by Parker Brothers. For Atlantic City, this is another insult. It follows a decision by the Miss America pageant to move the beauty contest to Las Vegas after 84 years on the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk. Down by
okay,
the
stop
sea.
Stop now.
Oh, good Lord. You're welcome.
Okay, nobody ever played Monopoly anyway. So.
Hey, I play Monopoly. I just can never find anyone to play it with.
That and it takes too long to play.
Why can't everyone just play spades?
For real.
I love spades. I learned how to play like Thursday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I used to play that joke all the time.
Yeah, I learned how to play
Thursday.
I used
to be my preacher all the time, you know.
I won my first game in two hands, 330-130. No, wait, it was 330-130. You have to win by 400. What it is there's an option where you can choose double kneel.
Yeah.
To get 200 points. And each time, both partners on the gold would choose it. Retarded much?
Yeah.
And they'd come out with like 7 total hands.
Yeah.
Can you say penalties much?
Penalty.
But the whole point of double kneel is not make a pair.
Yeah.
Not make a hand.
You know.
Ah.
Oh!
You can tell when I'm taking a drink because there's a long pause because Donnie doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, man. We can talk about nothing, really.
Why do I keep you around?
You know, man.
I can always choose some pimply-faced freshman that wants to talk about boobies all day. Oh, wait, that's
Boobie!
What you do.
Boobie!
And sniffing happy crack before the show.
That's why I know this.
That'd be funny. I'm ready to go home. I've been here since 8, and it's like 12:30, and I still got to edit this and put it online.
I just woke up.
You faggot.
My dog woke me up.
You faggot. You faggot.
My sister had to go to Saturday school.
Why did she have to go to Saturday school?
I don't know.
Why couldn't you bring her by here?
Because I don't really give a flying turd. You know, man.
Oh, I got to tell you about a girl during the break.
Okay.
About a girl. But anyway, we got to go to this story. Supermarket owner arrested for allegedly beating up suspect. I said, God damn it.
Whoopsie!
Supermarket owner arrested for allegedly beating up suspected shoplifter. Thank you. Thank you. Take my bow. An Orange County supermarket owner said he was just trying to protect his property from a shoplifter. Now
that's
he's
not his property.
Now he's being charged with battery. Battery?
Where?
Dursa or Alkaline?
Yeah, which one?
No, screw that up. I called it Arkaline.
Arkaline.
Alkaline. Alkaline. On Saturday, investigators... Well, last Saturday, investigators said Jimmy Pina...
Pina?
And six other men chased a man from the Bravo supermarket on Curryford Road and beat him up. Pina claims the man and two others were trying to steal beer. The victim said he is innocent. How do you prove innocence when you shoplifted it?
How do... They said he didn't shoplift? Why?
No, they...
But why is the other guy getting sued then? Getting charges on him? Cause he just
it's one of them cases of spill the hot coffee, you know?
Yeah.
He
beat me up because I shoplifted.
Okay, you get 2 months for shoplifting and you get 5 years for beating him up.
No, for real. For stopping him from shoplifting.
And you get to share a cell. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun.
Well, ready for a break.
Might as well.
We've been going for 30 minutes, something like that.
Cool timer.
Total. Yeah. Cool. It's cool.
Cool, man.
Cool. We're actually running out of stuff. We gotta kind of stretch things out a little bit.
Stretch.
I don't know. Last show was only 40 minutes.
Really?
For real.
No, well, because somebody cut in.
That's because everyone was coming in. Now there's nothing going on, so we have the studio to ourselves.
Yay! Let's go run.
Let's go get that girl.
Yeah.
Let's go get her naked. Naked.
You want some happy crap, baby?
I want dick itches. It does.
Oh, proud of you.
Hey, shake my hand.
You know.
Okay, we'll be.
Oh, good lord. Right back.
Tard.